This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's going to take a village. If we have President Biden, who is obviously suffering from either cognitive decline, dementia, aphasia, it's going to take us as American people to help him. I've been asking for the longest time to, you know, get his doctor on board. People need to not be in denial. I worry about the man. He's 79 years old. You know, he's our president. He's a human being. Somebody get him some medical care. And nobody wants to do that because, or I mean, maybe they are secretly, but no one's going to announce that they're taking care of him, or they're you know, trying to evaluate his mental state, because, you know, we are in the midst of him being our president. He is the leader of the free world. You have the Ukraine war. You have, you know, China that could pounce on Taiwan or the Pacific at any moment. You have Kim Jong-un that's just dying to join the party. We have, you know, Afghanistan bombs that are affecting mosques. There's so much going on that everybody keeps hiding it. I had said that maybe what we need to do is pre-record Biden's speeches. It's better than what we're doing now. But his speechwriter, and I don't mean to blame the speechwriter, but Biden basically got set up to look very, very confused. And it's because they gave him the word kleptocracy. You cannot give somebody with aphasia or with cognitive decline a word to read like kleptocracy. That's a very difficult word. In fact, I even have trouble saying it. So just to kind of recap what happened, we got to do something. As a country, we have to do something. I understand nobody wants to remove him from office because then Kamala Harris is president. I'm not asking that. But we're gonna have to avoid putting Biden in front of a microphone, even with him reading things, because this is a very dangerous time, and the whole world is seeing it, and it's frightening. So apparently he was asking U.S. Congress for an additional $33 billion Ukrainian aid package. And he was talking about his administration's plan to seize Russian assets. And he says, we're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and their ill-begotten gains of Putin's he had trouble with that. The guys who are the kleptocracies. It's a hard word to say. Why did a speechwriter give them the kleptocracy? A kleptocracy is a government that's corrupt, that basically uses their power of the government to seize more assets and become more rich. That's a kleptocracy. It might happen in fascism, it might happen in communism, but we don't accuse every communistic country of kleptocracy, but he is accusing, you know, Russia, you know, being a not someone's a kleptomaniac. So a kleptomaniac is somebody who steals. So a kleptocracy is the word for stealing, klept. So it's a fantastic term to describe what's going on in Russia, but you cannot give President Biden that word. I don't understand what his speech writers are doing. You know, I told you guys, I mean, I am no, you know, presidential press secretary or PR person that can even handle the mess that you know, White House's administrations have. But, you know, when he answers questions and people are throwing questions at him and he doesn't want to answer the questions, he will make his statement and then he'll quickly walk away and just look like he's pretty stiffly trying to leave. Whereas what he should say is, just like what you see with, you know, more robust leaders, guys, I want to answer questions, but I can't. I got to get back to the situation room. I got to get back to the control room. I got to get updated. All right. I need to get back to, you know, the team. We got a lot of work to do. All right. I'm getting back to work. I'm getting back to work. Instead, it's this fear that he has. And so I don't know who is running things at the White House, but it just seems to be very poorly done. And we just can't afford to have President Biden get caught on camera not being able to say certain words. That's a form of aphasia. What he elicited is a form of aphasia. You read something, you think something, you want to say something, and it doesn't come out. And everybody's saying, oh, Bruce Willis had to retire. He had aphasia. He has a diagnosis of aphasia. Aphasia is a symptom of something else going on. Now, I'm not saying Bruce Willis has dementia, but with memory loss and aphasia, that's a part of that dementia umbrella, sadly. But aphasia is you're having trouble speaking or saying the words. Now, Biden has always had gaffes, but now these things seem to be not so much gaffes where he's just misspeaking. Oops, let me get rid of the volume. I'm sorry. But he's actually having difficulty saying the words that we need him to say. And no, the speechwriter should not have given him the word kleptocracy. What are they doing? So the speechwriter has to give him either easy words, but I really think what we need to do from now on is just videotape statements. Say the president is speaking, here he is, he could look lucid, they could do take number two, they could have the lighting, they could have, you know what, say that again. And I know people think that's crazy, that we need to orchestrate that with the president, but sadly he can't handle the mic, and he can't read the words, and these speechwriters are giving him words that he can't say. And if you can't convey things in small, short words, we're going to have to then do it Hollywood style until, you know, a doctor steps in and says, look, you know, he really can't be here, or until, you know, he gets the proper treatment. I think they're trying to force the president to be president, and he's having trouble looking presidential. And I'm not saying this to be anti-Democrat or anti-Republican or whatever. I mean, you know, I said this with Trump. You know, some of the things he says, you know, I mean, you know, he might have to tone that down. Who's a speechwriter? But we know what happened. Trump went off and he ablit. And these weren't, you know, this. But sadly, when Biden ad-libs, he tells Americans they're going to be, you know, in Ukraine fighting. We got an issue. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we're having some good news and bad news on the COVID front. The bad news is cases are rising, and we're seeing a lot of them. In fact, Los Angeles cases are up 78% in the past 2 weeks. This is just 2 weeks ago when L.A. County saw its first drastic jump. It has been kind of, they said, a slow rise in daily cases. But as I told you, as the U.K. and Europe had a slew of COVID cases, and they still are, especially Germany and some of the other countries have been dealing with cases, we were going to see it about 4 to 6 weeks later, which was going to bring us into April, May. So here we are, and it's the baby Omicron, the stealth Omicron, the descendant of the Omicron that hit us in January. People are asking, are they going to get hit again? You know, 2 months later, 3 months after. Yes, it is highly possible. You should have some immunity between the vaccines, between Omicron. But sadly, I am getting calls from people who are like, I just had COVID. Are you kidding me? So on April 16th, this is just in L.A., The number of daily new cases in the region rose to 1,500 from numbers that had been in the 1,000 to 1,200 range. Since then, cases have increased about 78% to 2,335 today. Given the two-week rule, hospitalizations should be rising, they say, apace. During that same period, though, thank God, hospitalizations have not risen. That's the good news. We have only seen a small bump from 228 to 249 COVID-related hospitalizations. Thank God that's not corresponding to jumps that we used to see with Delta, Alpha, and the wild type. So we think that hospitalizations and COVID cases are not going to be as paralleled. So I had been very cautiously optimistic about how COVID might weaken, and I still am. You know, when a virus mutates, many times it mutates adversely for them. And so the virus might, when it replicates, have a mistake. Well, if there's a mistake, the whole thing falls apart. But very rarely, a virus will replicate to an advantage, like these spike protein mutations, where if there was, let's say, a mistake that didn't kill them, but that virus was able to latch onto a cell easier, then what doesn't kill them makes them stronger. So the mutation worked for them. So then that virus is going to make baby viruses with that mutation. Now those baby viruses could mutate and die off, or they could come up with something better. But, you know, if something works and the progeny then carries on that genetic mutation that worked, it might get stronger. Which is why, in terms of, you know, probability, most variations and most variants don't go anywhere. But one, it might work. It's just like getting a hit song. You guys, they come up with a song going, oh my gosh, this is going to be a hit. You know how many people come up with songs? New ways to sing happy birthday, you know? New ways to sing Luai Luai where you actually understand the words. Now, nobody's going to buy it. But then all of a sudden, somebody, I can't sing it, you know, it's a famous, you know, rap song, Mobamba. Can't sing because there's a lot of dirty words. That, man, it just, everything comes together. It's like, okay, this is a song. It's a hit, you know? Moni Moni was a hit in the 80s, right? That was just, you know, I don't think we understood the words to that, too, but for some reason, it just all fell into place. Okay, I'm done with the analogy of that. So while L.A. County and multiple other, you know, states are starting to see cases rise, I'm just telling people, look, you know, there's a good chance that your previous immunity, natural vaccines work. If you feel you do not want to go through what we went through with Omicron, you might want to, if you are due for a booster, get another booster. And that was my problem with it. The Omicron kicked my butt. I mean, that sucked. Yeah, I was still able to work and be in my studio and not be around other people, but the cough wouldn't go away. My voice changed. I had some brain fog. I don't like what it did to me. So I want you guys aware, not because, oh, it's a COVID headline, we have another, I can't stand COVID headlines, they're boring. And I'm sick of COVID, and I'm sick of COVID killing people and making people sick. But you need to know that if you have something planned, especially if you are planning this summer to get out of Dodge and go internationally, and there is a wave starting to come your way, you could be testing positive, make a mess up your, you know, your trip. So have plan B. Now, in the meantime, Denmark is starting to loosen things up. Denmark has become the first country to stop its COVID vaccination program. Officials say the virus is under control. Hallelujah. According to their health authority, they say spring has arrived, vaccine coverage in the Danish population is high, and the epidemic has reversed. Therefore, the National Board of Health is now ending the broad vaccination efforts against COVID-19 for this season. According to official data, 89% of people over the age of 12 in Denmark have been fully vaccinated against COVID. 76% of adults had received a booster shot. Almost half of children aged between 5 and 11 have had one dose of a vaccine, while a third has been given two doses. I think we are at 28% in terms of our kids? A lot of parents are not as, I mean, we have a very robust vaccination program, but a lot of the parents are not excited about, you know, using the COVID vaccine. So sadly, you know, I got to tell you, though, people are freaking out about this hepatitis. And if there's going to be a vaccine for that, I think a lot more parents are going to be, you know, you're probably looking at that. So if we have a country in Europe that is starting to change their attitudes towards, you know, mandating vaccines, you know, encouraging vaccines, that's a good sign. They say we can therefore close the general vaccination program for the spring and summer, which means that new invitations to be vaccinated are no longer being sent. Officials are set to stop sending out invitations for vaccines as of May 15th, but the health authority said it continues to recommend vaccination against COVID, particularly for those who are at greater risk of serious disease. Those at greater risk are eligible for a fourth vaccine dose in Denmark. So that's good. Now, I don't know still if they have mandates or, you know, but they have been aggressive. And all their restrictions now have been lifted, despite the Omicron wave, and they have also honored hybrid immunity. They believe that many people had both vaccination and infection, and they don't try to cancel people, looks like. That bring up, I might have some natural immunity too. So how are we doing with our vaccines? Well, apparently there is 150 million COVID vaccines that are still sitting there, and I don't like that. One is because our money went to it, but two is I think this is one of the reasons why we don't have a new vaccine. Federal data has revealed that only 570 out of 720 million COVID shots delivered to states have been used. Those going unused have either been wasted after passing expiration date or they're still sitting there on the shelves. Now, you should not be given an expired shot, but do you guys remember the gymnastics we had to do to give you the shot, because they had to stay, they had to be frozen, then they had to be thawed, and they couldn't be at a certain temperature for too long. And then all of a sudden, nobody talks about that anymore. And you had these mass clinics, and you're like, was that sitting out? Is it still okay? They're like, let's just vaccinate everybody. And in fact, some of the data that had showed that Pfizer might not have worked as well as Moderna. One theory behind that isn't that Moderna's a better shot. It could be. But that Pfizer had much more semantics involved in terms of delivering it and keeping it cold and keeping it at the right temperature prior to administering it than Moderna. And so, you know, and who knows, maybe some countries, they didn't throw it out after a few days. They used it because they had it. So now we have all these shots sitting on the shelf. That's a waste of money. And if they do expire, they do have to be discarded. It really stinks because all those, you know, that 100 plus million in shots, that 160 million, that could go to a country that doesn't have vaccines. And that's what I told you was a big concern I had with the mandate, is we're forcing people to get shots and boosters and all that when there's countries that, you know, need at least one. So, you know, I think people are not as enthusiastic about it. The mandates aren't holding up, but I don't think they want to start with new shots if they can't get rid of the old ones. Well, maybe the reason why you have so many old ones is because people don't want the old shots. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's unlikely the United States will ever reach true herd immunity from COVID-19. He says this is because it's different from other viruses.
We don't see measles in the United States because A, people are immune to it, and B, the virus doesn't change. We're not seeing that with SARS-CoV-2. We're seeing variants that emerge every few months.
Fauci says the goal now is to control COVID-19 such that people still get infected regularly, but it's not disrupting society, similar to the flu or common cold. Brides may be in for sticker shock over the skyrocketing cost of a summer wedding. Wedding planner Tracy French says brides are facing some tough choices. If they can't absorb the extra expense, it could mean cuts to the guest list. The wedding planning website Knot says about 2.5 million weddings are expected this year. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one mystery to life that a lot of us have, and I understand it, but it's still a mystery, is how you could have, as a mom, you know, a baby. I tell my kids, you were in my tummy. But you could have somebody, you know, within you, you know, and you have a fetus that grows and that you talk to and you sing to and that hears you and listens to you. And then you give birth to them and you hold them and you love them and you kiss them. And they are a piece of you. They are your progeny. They are your little pseudopod. And you love them so much and they love you and it's mommy, mommy, mommy. And, you know, mommy is this goddess that just, you know, whatever mommy says rules my world because she's my mommy. And these kids look at mommy as mommy is everything. She feeds them, you know, and all that. And then, you know, and daddy too, right? But then once these kids get to teens, it's, okay, mom, leave you alone, mom. And you're like, what? Where's dad? Only dad is, I gotta talk to dad. You just, can I have a sandwich, mom? And you're like, I'm mommy. You come to me. My kids do this all the time. They'll call and they'll go, where's dad? I go, aren't you calling to say hi to mommy? Hi, mom. Where's dad? I don't know. Why are you calling me? Call his phone. Dad's not picking up his phone. Where's dad? Like, okay, don't you want your mommy? I solved all your problems. I solved all your boo-boos. When you were hungry, I fed you. When you were upset, I held you. I wiped off your tears. I cleaned your tushy. You came to mommy, and now you don't come to mommy. Apparently, there's a study that looked into it. And now, mind you, I don't think we needed to spend money on this, but Stanford has a lot of money, and I guess Stanford found that teenagers do, from a brain standpoint, tune out their mama. And they use MRI brain scans to show how these kids start to tune out away from parents. This was a study conducted by Stanford School of Medicine. They used functional MRI brain scans to give the first detailed neurobiological explanation for how teenagers begin to separate from their parents. It says when your teenagers don't seem to hear you, it's not because they don't want to. It's because their brains aren't registering your voice the way they did in pre-teenage years. I believe this, and I think there's an evolutionary advantage. I'll tell you in a second. But according to lead author Daniel Abrams, clinical associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, he says just as an infant knows to tune into her mother's voice, an adolescent knows to tune into novel voices. As a teen, you don't know you're doing this. You're just being you. You've got your friends, you've got new companions, and you want to spend time with them. Your mind is increasingly sensitive to and attracted to the unfamiliar voices. So you tune out the familiar mommy voices. But when, you know, Dirk goes, you know, hey, Dahlia, you might want to wear a jacket. It's cold out there. I'm like, okay. As my mommy, you know, going, wear a jacket. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't even hear it. Happens all the time. So teenage brains are receptive to all voices, including their mommies. But they said rather than the brains of children under 12, they start to pick up, I guess, more, they start to prioritize and are more activated by unfamiliar voices. So they say the brain shift towards new voices is an aspect of healthy maturation. So, yeah, I like to look at things as why do we have it? What is, why did nature or God design it that way? You know, because, you know, how does it help the human race? Well, think about it. All right? If a child is 13, most girls are already pubertal by then. They've already, they're at period age. They can get pregnant. They can start making babies. And the animal kingdom, in terms of humans, if we went back to caveman days. All right? Males. You know, they might take a little bit later to mature, but usually by 13, they're going through changes too. Sometimes 14 through 16 is where they get most of their changes, but still. And so if out in the animal kingdom, the kid just wants to be around mommy, that kid's not going to go, or not, I should not say kid, but that now pubertal teen who could possibly propagate won't be out there propagating. And so our minds probably make us, just like the mother's touch. When you're a baby, mom's touch soothes you. You know, even now, when my mom touches me, I'm like, don't, quit touching. You know, you almost don't want mom or dad to be touching. Now, mind you, you know, God forbid anything, you know, I do miss my dad's, you know, touch and holding his hand and things like that. But for the most part, you know, You know, the kids, I try not to touch them too much, but sometimes like, mommy, you know, I want to hug or, you know, scratch my back or whatever. But it's different. They don't want that sort of interaction, obviously, because they're growing up. And you know, moms always kind of go through that moment where, oh, you know, my baby doesn't want to be around me, you know, or my baby doesn't want to hug, or my baby doesn't want to kiss your mama. Oh, no. Oh, my baby doesn't love mom anymore. No, it's not that. It's that they are biologically changing because they have to break away from mama. You know, this whole mother-in-law thing wasn't just, you know, designed in the last few decades to make jokes on TV sitcoms. A mother-in-law can be very deleterious to a couple's nurturing and a couple's evolving. And there has to be that new nucleus between the progeny and their new spouse and partner. And you can't have mother-in-law coming in there going, you know, you don't love your mom anymore. You know, and I don't do that to my boys. I don't tell them, you know, that they have to love me more than anybody else. I want them to love whoever their partner is, you know. I mean, obviously, you know. But, you know, always have a place in your heart for your mama. Don't put me into a home. You know, if I pull a Joe Biden, please don't put me in a home. You know, things like that. So I have had them do that. But, you know, it's all part of these kids becoming independent with teens. It's not that they're being rude. It's that they are, and I really believe the study, there is something where they just miss what you say. And rather than, you know, it was interesting because when they were younger and they were messing around, I couldn't yell at them, you know, in front of other people, or we would be in a place, you know, like temple or whatever, where you couldn't really yell. So I came up with a little growl. And so if they're acting up, yeah, I need to smack them with something, but I don't want to smack them with the Bible or with the prayer book. I'll be like, I'll just like, yeah. And then they'll know it's me. And so to this day, you know, if they're doing something that I don't like, you know, are you going to help, you know, with the dishes while you're here? Yeah, I'll do it later. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, because I want people thinking maybe it's the dog. You know, there's other people around because I don't want to start, you know, going off on them. But yeah, they do tune out. I'd love to find out what happens in marriages. What are the functional MRIs in marriages? Because I swear my husband must have a hearing problem. Because he's just sitting there and I'll talk to him and I'll tell him something and just doesn't pay attention. Like it's wah, 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 wah. Like there's no speech discrimination. And then finally, you know, I get through and I'm like, I'm 6 feet away from you. Like right now. Do you guys even remember what we were talking about? Or does my voice sound like wah, 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 wah? Okay, so how do you overcome? How do you get loud? How do you get your kids to listen to you? Well, one is you have to change it up. Remember, these kids are designed now to find new stimuli because their world has to expand. So you change it up. You know, so my kid has like a board, a message board, or a chalkboard. It's not called chalkboard, or a whiteboard. So I go in there, now I put the stuff on that. And then if that doesn't hear him, I might put a sticky on the toilet. You know, you didn't do this, you forgot this. So what you have to do is there's other ways you can, don't get louder. Because then that, they tune out to that. But you have to find different ways, you know, like, you know, maybe their wallet, put a little sticky in their wallet, something like that. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have family in New York, and we have family all over in the Midwest. And fascinatingly, because I live in Southern Nevada, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I live in the Southwest. But fascinatingly, although not positive for us, our Midwest family and our family in New York are paying less for gas than my family is paying in Las Vegas, Nevada, or Southern Nevada. And when you hear, because usually things are expensive in New York, when you know, Midwest, you get that. Things are always cheaper in the Midwest. But New York, for crying out loud, New York's gas prices are cheaper. So I looked into it, and I still can't figure out in its entirety, penny for penny, why the Southwest is still so gosh darn high when you compare it to the rest of the United States. Now, California, I get. California has you know, rules. First, they have higher taxes. They have the demand for a more cleaner blend. So, again, you know, things are always more expensive in California. Hawaii, I get that, because things have to be transported to the island. But Nevada? Nevada, really? Nevada is one of the coolest states in the country, but Nevada is not known for being the third most expensive of anything. Even our hotels are cheaper. When you look at hotel costs in New York City, or hotel costs in California, or hotel costs in Seattle, Las Vegas has amazing hotel prices. We have free parking. I mean, we have so much cheaper, you know, things compared to, less costly things compared to, how are we more expensive than gas? Well, let's just quickly talk about what, as of yesterday, the national average for a gallon of gas was $4.14, but they always do three digits, so 4.141. Nevada's average cost was about 5.07, or $5.07. In my area, it's like 5.60. So whenever you hear these averages, you're like, you're kidding me, really? That's not what we're paying. We're almost at $6 a gallon in my neck of the woods. And so California is at $5.68 roughly, Hawaii $5.25. So Nevada ends up clocking in as number three. Now, where are the lowest gas prices? So the lowest gas prices include Georgia at $3.70 a gallon, Arkansas $3.75, Missouri at $3.76 a gallon, Kansas $3.77, and Mississippi $3.77 a gallon. 1 year ago, the national average compared to today at 4.14, or yesterday's at 4.4, was 2.9. So gas prices have obviously gone up in this last year. And so, you know, people ask why. And I'd like to ask, because I get the same answer we all get. Well, there's multiple factors. You have how close you are to a refinery. The Gulf states around the Gulf, can get cheaper gas because they're closer to refineries. If some states produce gas, it's going to cost less. The more it has to ship, the blend you use. A summer blend gas is more expensive than a winter blend gas because they have to blend it such that it doesn't as easily evaporate because of the heat. So maybe hotter climates. But Alaska isn't that high, and Alaska would have the transportation thing. In addition to crude oil pricing, supply and demand, production, transportation, taxes, state environmental fees, you have the franchisee station owner profit margins. Now, these profit margins can range any percent, but my problem with just blaming the gas station is these gas stations, I mean, I work in a pretty, I don't work in the suburb, I work in a more, you know, urban area, and the gas is still pretty expensive. From where I live, there's still not much change. So either all of these gas stations would have to be working together and having some secret meeting, or they're taking a very comparable percentage, and it's all the other fees. So let me just kind of review. For those of you that are kind of interested in where your state rates, as I said, the top price, hold on a second, let me turn this around. The top price is California, then Hawaii, Nevada. Washington came in fourth at $4.69 a gallon, Oregon $4.67 a gallon, Alaska came in number six. So you would think Alaska, but no, because, you know, Alaska probably does a lot of their own. $4.65 a gallon. Arizona, $4.55 a gallon. Utah, $4.48. Idaho, $4.44. Illinois, $4.40. District of Columbia, $4.39. New York, $4.28 a gallon. The fact that New York is cheaper than these other states blows my mind. Pennsylvania at $4.28. Maryland, $4.23. Delaware, Vermont came next. Florida, New Jersey, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Indiana, Colorado, Michigan round out the over $4 a gallon. Being under $4 a gallon starts with your South Dakotans at $3.98, Virginia, West Virginia, North Dakota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, Iowa, Tennessee, North Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, South Carolina, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Georgia, rounding it out. So, you know, one big concern that people have is maybe in Nevada, the taxes are so high. Well, I looked that up. This is why I'm asking you guys. You know, I'd really like to know why we are paying so much in Nevada. In Nevada, I looked up the additional state gas tax, and it looks like for Nevadans, we pay an extra 23 cents a gallon. But when you look at, let's say, New York, because New York has cheaper gas than us, New York, they're paying 25 cents a gallon. So, in fact, their tax is almost higher. So I don't know if I could blame it necessarily on the gas tax. It could be environmental fees. It could also be supply and demand. You know, Nevada is a huge tourist state. And so people coming in, especially from California, you know, or surrounding, you know, states, I mean, it could just be that there's high demand because we have a high volume of tourists. And so the demand is allowing the prices to go up. But it just, I think it's very frustrating because Nevada has, the reason why we attract so many people, and we are attracting thousands a month to move here, is because we're not as pricey as California. We offer a more affordable way to live. In fact, I was born in California, and the reason why we left was, you know, during the 70s recession, my family couldn't afford to be there, so they moved to Arizona. And we went from Phoenix to Las Vegas, and whenever it was cheaper and easier, and my father didn't lose money gambling, we stayed. And we tried to flourish, and we never were able to go back to California. I want to go back. I missed it. I love California. Can't afford it. So when Nevada starts to be as expensive as that, you know, it just starts to, you know, make people wonder what is going on. And I said before, we have been very good in terms of pricing. I get you want a penthouse suite in Las Vegas, you're spending thousands. I get it. I've been in some of those, and they're nice. They are nice. But, you know, average hotel room, not as bad as in California. Average, you know, your parking. And although now they're slowly starting to charge for parking, for the most part, parking's free. Conventions. Food prices had been lower. Remember the days of the 99-cent shrimp cocktail and, you know, $2.99 prime rib? I mean, we used to offer food. We used to be able to go to Circus Circus, and with a buffet for $1.99, you could fill up your plate. Now, I get it. That was in the 80s, you know, and you know, we can't do that anymore. But I'd really like a little bit more transparency of why some states are costing so much, because I can't necessarily say it's a transportation issue or a state tax issue. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.